everyone, I'm Tanzina Vega, and this is The Takeaway. Friday marks 50 years since the riots at the Stonewall Inn, a gay bar in New York City's Greenwich Village. During the 1960s, the New York Police Department often conducted raids at queer-friendly places. Officers in the so-called Public Morals Unit would pat down gender non-conforming people in the bar to verify their anatomical sex and arrest those they found to be cross-dressing. Victoria Cruz, an activist who was at Stonewall, described these raids to WNYC earlier this month.
Yeah, they check if you were a boy or girl. They would run their hands behind their back, and once they hit a bra strap, they would pull the bra strap back and let it go. And it would, like, hurt them in the back, especially with those big hooks.
But at Stonewall on the night of June 28, 1969, the crowd resisted. When the paddy wagons arrived to take away the people under arrest, the scene turned violent. The uprising that night grew into the start of the modern LGBTQ civil rights movement. Earlier this month, the Queen's Theater and the One Minute Play Festival collaborated to present the Stonewall 50 Plays, which featured one play for every year since the riot. I spoke with Dominic D'Andrea, the artistic director of the One Minute Play Festival and the Stonewall 50 Plays, and Patrick Morgan, an actor and writer who played Marsha P. Johnson in the Stonewall 50. And I started by asking Dominic why this format, 50 short plays, was a good way to tell the story of Stonewall.
It seemed to be the most inclusive and the most obvious way that we could get a large cross-section of our population into to participate with us.
And then tell us a little bit about the types of queer stories that you were looking for, that you wanted to highlight in these 50
plays.
Well,
it's funny, like our initial thing about the work is investing in people. So we found the artists that we really care about and asking them to tell stories from their perspectives. So inevitably the result of that is that it is a deeply inclusive and intersectional collection of plays. We have plays that are from trans perspective and gender non-binary non-conforming perspectives and in Spanish language and in Korean and from intergenerational perspectives and any ways you can sort of think about the ways that intersectionality kind of works and looks like.
Patrick, you played transgender activist Marsha P. Johnson in a couple of the plays. Can you remind us who Marsha was and the role that she played in the queer rights movement?
Marsha P. Johnson was a transgender person who was one of the people who they think may have thrown the first brick in the moment, but she was definitely at the forefront, along with Sylvia Rivera and Stormy DeLaverie, queer people of color who were there at the forefront of the Stonewall riots.
What did it mean for you to play her on stage?
So for me personally, it was me getting to hopefully do honor to my idol. Like, I look up to her as a person who's transitioning, and she was at the forefront of the movement. And I remember before going on, I just said a little silent prayer to her, like, I hope that I do you justice, because there's a play in there about her being canonized and going up to meet St. Peter, and then St. Peter fangirls, and then God comes over and is like, we are so honored to meet you, and we have decided to canonize you, and she deserves to be canonized because she and Sylvia Rivera went on to found STAR, which was helping transvestite queer kids on the street. Her work is incredible, and I owe a lot of debt of gratitude to her.
You mentioned trans people of color, Marsha P. Johnson among them. Why do you think a lot of that conversation about their role in the LGBTQ fight for civil rights and from Stonewall and beyond has often been lost?
I don't know. I think it's probably because queer people of color have been left out of the conversations for creating the art around those things, and it's not helping to feed into the culture and advance those narratives of people like Marsha P. Johnson. So I think as more voices come on board, then you'll have more representation and more honoring of history.
I'd love if one of you or both of you could read a part of one of the plays that you put on for the Stonewall 50.
Yeah. This is a play called Who Threw the First Brick? It's by Corinna Gus Schulenberg, who is a trans writer and very prominent voice in New York theater. Okay. You want it to be simple.
That's not what I want.
You want a clean beginning.
Not exactly, but I do want to know.
Who threw the first brick?
Or the first shot glass, whatever it was.
You want it to be the handsome white man.
That's for sure not what I want.
You want it to be Marsha P. Johnson and Sylvia Rivera.
Well, I don't want them left out. That's for damn sure.
You want your heroines.
I want my history.
You want your plaques and your monuments.
More than that, I want the moment where it happened.
You want Stormy DeLavier clubbed in the face.
I don't want any more violence against us.
You want her punching the cop back.
Closer, but...
You want when they hauled her into the van.
Yeah, and she turned to the crowd and yelled.
Why don't you guys do something?
Why don't you guys do something? Yeah, that's what I want.
That's powerful stuff. And the reading was equally powerful. I'm feeling it, literally. what stood out to both of you about that piece?
It's talking about the wants of someone, and you have to figure it out. You can figure it out by a process of elimination. I don't want this, I don't want that. But you know what I do want? I want you guys to do something. Whether it's trans women being killed or gay kids killing themselves from suicide, I want you to do something and make this okay.
Amen. Yeah.
I think for me, what struck me about this work is it speaks very directly to the continuum in history. It names the names. It invokes the spirit of those contributions. And it asks the sort of very present existential question, what now? What did this leave us with? And what do we do with that history and legacy, and what do we do to continue that momentum?
Yeah.
Does art, and in this case, theater specifically, does that help normalizing the everyday for transgender people? In other words, is the goal to ultimately be able to watch a play, and it's not, this is a transgender play, but this is a play that's really good that happens to center around the transgender experience or happens to have trans leads in it. Is that ultimately the goal? Is that, would that be part of sort of moving this to more of a, you know, mundane conversation?
It's a beautiful what if.
Yes, it definitely is that, where I can go in for an audition as a trans person of color and audition for waitress number two or whatever, and it's not about me being trans. It's literally just me about being the waitress,
right?
You know? So and you do have a lot more normalizing to do.
Dominic, how much of the work that you did with these plays was really meant to sort of correct the record or the mainstream narrative around Stonewall?
That's an interesting question. I think we thought about it as speaking to the continuum, where it was, where it is now, and where the community is going. So a lot of that is simply speaking names, and a lot of these plays did, as Patrick sort of mentioned, did speak those names. But the other thing it's correcting is it's locating queerness in perspectives of communities of color, of gender-questioning individuals, of people who are English-learned language or people who are not primarily English-speaking. And I think when you locate those types of narratives and center them in those kind of perspectives, it gives us an opportunity to really look at the bigger picture and maybe correct some of the history, but also widen the lens on the narratives of queerness now. And I know intersectionality is such a buzzword in our culture, but what that means in real time is creating a cultural currency and visibility with those around us.
Dominic D'Andrea is the artistic director of the 1 Minute Play Festival and the Stonewall 50 Plays. And Patrick Morgan is an actor and writer who performed in the Stonewall 50. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.